Hey, Dish.
Hey, what's up, Fee?
So, to follow up, I got some pretty cool things that actually happened this week. So, but what I wanted to follow up on with you was about the body. Remember the body, the skeletal remains that were found in the barrel at the bottom, not at the bottom, but on the shoreline of Lake Mead?
Yeah.
Because of the mega drought and the massive receding shorelines all throughout the lake, a body was discovered by boaters in a barrel that had been, you know, decayed and corroded and opened up and revealed, you know, a skeleton which was exposed to the discoverers when they came upon it.
Yeah.
So the body forensic show, I had even said, you know, last time we talked that this body could be anybody. You know, it could even possibly be Jimmy Hoffa. And I did do a little research on when Jimmy Hoffa was, when he did disappear, and it was in July of 1975. So when we talked to the podcast last, they had said the body looked like it had been in the barrel since the 80s because of objects that were in the barrel. But now, after further study upon the body, they found out that it goes back even further. It could be from the early 80s to the mid 70s, late 70s. Wow. So it could possibly be someone. Yeah. But just days after that, and it was funny, it was kind of something you mentioned about people paying someone or someone getting paid to go down and find bodies, go out there and find bodies, whether along the shoreline or diving. Well, I think it's the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police actually are paying divers right now.
Oh, shit.
To dive into Lake Mead and try to discover more human remains because they're sure that there's more bodies down there.
Oh, no, yeah. Just, sure there's more bodies down there.
And it was funny because just the day before yesterday, another body, not in a barrel, but just skeletal remains were found along a different part of shoreline.
Wow.
That has recently been exposed because of the drought. So that's two bodies now that they found in Lake Mead within the last week of each other. So with that being said, do you expect a lot more bodies to pop up?
Oh, yeah. Now that, you know, you mentioned that the Las Vegas police is offering divers to go in there and look for more, I'm sure, you know, someone's gonna find something. And like you said last time too, like, you know, it might look like just like a rock or something, but, you know, they're gonna be digging now that there's a reward out there.
Yeah, and if your divers like to dive, I mean that's an extreme hobby for some of those people that are into that. And if you're gonna pay them to dive and try to discover bodies, they're gonna do it.
Yeah, because I mean, like they like to, you know, usually they go to the ocean, like diving in Lake Mead, practice. Now they got something to look for, you know, like, oh, we're looking for bodies, let's find some bodies.
Right, yeah, I've seen, like, on YouTube, there's guys that go diving, you know, whether it's just, like, in crystal clear water to show you, you know, the lake from underneath, or they go and, like, yeah, they just go in random bodies of water and find, like, guns and knives, and some of these guns are turned into authorities and found out later that they were used to commit crimes. And,
Yeah,
so they're able to solve murders this way.
Yeah, I mean, if they're in there, there's someone trying to get rid of the evidence. Same thing with the bodies.
Right, that's a good point. And just real quick, something else I wanted to talk about that's kind of funny, because we did talk about, and the whole world knows about what happened at the Oscars when Will Smith smacked Chris Rock.
Yeah.
So recently, Dave Chappelle was doing a show at the Hollywood Bowl here in L.A., and he was attacked by a guy who got up on stage, a 23-year-old who apparently suffers, is mentally ill. But I think Dave Chappelle did fall to the ground, but it was like kind of in a defense move. Like he pushed, while pushing the guy away, and the guy like kind of fell face first. Then it was later that he had like a gun that was like it was a knife, but like a gun replica, like where the gun came out of like the pistol part of the
barrel. Yeah,
it was kind of crazy. And I don't mean, the guy's mentally ill, he's like 23 years old. I just want to know, like, he's homeless. Like, did he buy a ticket? Just, was this planned? Or like, did he sneak in from the fucking hills behind the bowl? Like, how did this happen? And then, like, I mean, even for a guy to just get up on stage, I still think that security needs to be more tight. No one, the minute someone attempts to get on stage, they should be stopped.
No, yeah, and then how does the gun and the knife get through security?
Yeah.
That's a good point that you make. Like, did he sneak in? Because maybe, you know, they were on, you know, they usually are on top of things, and he probably did sneak in. He's homeless, he probably didn't have a ticket.
Yeah. That's a good point. If you're familiar with the Hollywood Bowl, it's like all surrounded, like by nature. It's a special location where it's located. It's in the top of the Hollywood Hills. You know, it's you know, nestled like in its own little location, surrounded by just natural nature hills that've been there since the beginning of time.
Yeah.
And I don't know, for someone mentally ill, even just to do that would have to be kind of planned out. He might have some kind of mental ill problem that he has going on with him, but I mean, maybe he's still functional, you know, and he works a job and would just, you know, he did this and now he's playing this mental ill card. But he was stomped out, but not only by Dave Chappelle's security, but like Dave Chappelle got some stomps in there too.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
And I think the guy like suffered like a broken collarbone or a broken arm.
I seen the picture. His arm looked like.
They fucked him up. They beat him up pretty good. And Chris Rock was actually in attendance at this show that Dave Chappelle was putting on, and he did come in contact with Dave, and his response to Dave was, "Oh shit, was that Will Smith?"
I know, that's comedy.
And that's actually the first time that he's like speaking up about it.
Yeah.
Other than what we've heard through media about that whole incident. And it's kind of cool that he joked about it. And do you think this guy, like now, because Will Smith did what he did, do you think this kind of guy, this guy did what he did? Because now people, you know, maybe might think that, you know, they could go up there and get, and, you know, cause harm or whatever to these celebrities?
Maybe. If the guy is mentally ill, maybe he did see it that way. You know, like, hey, Will Smith was able to do it. Probably analyzes Will Smith and try to do it to Dave Chappelle.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. But now, instead of, you know, what this means, instead of encouraging people to do this shit, what this really needs to do and got to happen is you got to step up security. Security's got to go through, I guess you would call modern day event training is what I would call it, because this kind of stuff, you know, is happening now, and they got to be ready for it.
Yeah, I agree with that one.